Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If I locked you down right now and forced you to get a tattoo, what would you get?
Locked?
If I, you're pinned down and you cannot leave until you get a tattoo.
No.
Check, check.
Thanks. Oh, wait. Go now.
Check, check.
There we go.
There we go.
Kyle's on a new mic today. How about that?
New Mike Kyle.
Cool. New Mike Kyle.
Everybody's always said that about me.
Yeah, we should just call him Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, new Mike.
Mike Milnemo.
That's my cousin. Thanks for bringing them up.
You know everybody.
You know everybody.
And I know that's your cousin, but you still know everybody.
You know everybody in your family.
I know. Isn't that weird to know cousins?
You know your other cousins. You know your aunt. You know your uncle.
Let me guess. You know your mom, too.
Oh, don't even start.
You know your brother, right?
I know him sometimes.
Okay.
Which one? Trick question. I know them both.
My favorite one. The one that says, when
Nibble?
You ask him. Yeah, he says Nibble. When you ask him if you wanted to get something, he's like, you want Nibble?
Sean? Yeah. Sean texted me yesterday.
Did he?
He's
asked if you want a nibble?
No, he texted about, I'm pulling it up right now, because I laughed really hard at it. Said, a friend of mine discovered that they have Hallmark wine and is planning on throwing a Hallmark party where we drink it and watch a Hallmark movie.
Hallmark wine, there's no way that's good, but go on.
I'm gonna say it's good.
I'm advocating for cyber seduction.
But that's not a Hallmark movie. That's a Lifetime movie.
I know, but you know what? It breaches multiple genres. And if there's any reason for Cyber Seduction, His Secret Life, one of the best films ever created, to be aired, I'm never going to be upset with it.
Hallmark, that's not even close to a Hallmark. That's a porn. It has to do with pornography.
All right, here we go. We're going to have a debate about this.
It is not a porno.
It is a movie about a kid who's addicted to porn. If anything, it's an educational film.
Kyle will find any excuse to bring this up. We met friends in San Diego, and literally he brought it up within the first 10 minutes.
Wow, they must have realized, wow, he's a horn dog.
No, they're big fans of the film, too. Eric wants to watch it.
Okay. I just feel like Kyle is...
I think you guys have now created your...
Is Lifetime even around anymore?
I feel like it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
Is Hallmark the new Lifetime? I think Hallmark... Didn't Hallmark...
I don't know.
Hallmark definitely Lifetime?
Took it over, I think.
I would say, yeah. It's definitely bigger than Lifetime is now.
Let's take it to the goggles.
But I feel like you guys started off like hating this film, but you secretly want to see it now, but now you know you can't because you did
like
your
I
heels.
I feel like I have seen it because you talked about it so much.
Great point.
I've never told you how that film ends, and it is the best ending of any film I've ever seen in my life. And I don't. I'm not going to ruin it. It's a little like Inception.
Yeah, still around Lifetime. 40 years old this year.
Wow.
Happy 40th lifetime.
40th is
over 38.
Is the age that most of its watchers are.
Yeah, that's 40. True. Lifetime's catching up with the age of the people that watch Lifetime.
Has your wife Haley seen this porn?
She's never watched porn. She's seen the educational film Cyber Seduction, yes.
The educational film.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, technically is educational because it's supposed to teach people the dangers of watching porn.
Okay.
Oh. Do you agree with the dangers of watching porn?
Look, I've never watched it. All I'm saying is I've never watched it because this film has been so effective on me.
Okay. Isn't there a subplot about energy drinks that it's never addressed?
It's not a subplot. It's an observation. You know, when you see a film so many times,
why do I feel like
you
I'm talking
pick,
to a politician?
You can,
I feel like he's
you
running
can,
for office on Cyber Seduction being his platform.
You see, when you see a film so many times, you can pick out different like little things. Like they say that about Goodfellas. Like if you love Goodfellas and you watch it, there are certain nuances that you notice maybe the third, fourth, fifth time you watch it.
No such thing. There's a nuance in a Lifetime original.
But in Cyber Seduction, you start to notice, wow, this kid's addicted to porn. On the second watch, it's like, wow, this kid's addicted to porn and possibly addicted to energy drinks because he drinks them all the time. And nobody, for some odd reason, wants to bring it up. I feel like that was a missed opportunity by Lifetime to have a sequel to Cyber Seduction.
Oh, I get what you're going to say.
That it is all about Red Bulls, but...
I was just going to ask, is it a Monster? Is it a Red
Bull?
Yeah,
what kind of energy
drink? Or does he change it up?
Or is it
always the same one?
Non-generic name brand.
I think it's non-generic because...
it's like Energy Bolt.
Yeah. Like, all I remember...
So there wasn't product placement?
There was not.
Okay.
Missed opportunity, though.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
You could have so much more funding on this probably well-underfunded
movie. The Milnamos would have bought more of that certain energy drink.
Yeah,
not a doubt in my mind.
Would you have bought into that film if you could have? Would you have become an executive producer of Cyber Seduction if given the chance?
Yes. And also, the day of my wedding, my best friend Chase, who was our officiant, lives out in L.A., works in the film industry.
Which film industry?
not the cool one.
Yeah.
He works in that lame stream media. Anyway, so my brother obviously brings up this movie because we have to talk about it anytime we get together. My friend Chase said he knew somebody who was a producer on that film. And my brother offered to fly that person out that day so we could meet him on my wedding day. It never came about, but yes, 100%.
I think you still have time to get your finances together.
Yeah.
And back the funding
for a sequel.
For a sequel.
The problem is the kid's too old now.
Can't he be the dad to a kid who then has?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what year did this movie come out?
Ooh, that's a great question. I remember seeing it. It was mid-2000s.
There you go. He could be the dad whose son is now addicted to maybe
energy
drinks.
Yeah. Yeah, more specifically.
2005.
There you go.
That's when it came out.
Jeez.
Plenty. Okay. He could easily be a dad. Easily.
I mean, he was in high school. Yeah, well, would the kid be old enough? So if he came out, it came out when he was, we're going to estimate he was a sophomore or a junior.
Okay, so let's say.
So he's a sophomore or junior in 2005-ish. So he's supposed to be, he would have graduated
in 2006, 2007. He's a couple years younger than me. He could have a kid that's.
You could have a kid.
A teenager. He could have a kid that's a teenager.
I mean, he was.
You have a kid at like 21.
He was deeply religious in the film, so.
Yeah.
He would probably marry young.
Get married like maybe in college or right out of college.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's possible.
Okay.
Well, let's also think about it this way.
Oh, he's 16 years old. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's close enough.
16 in 2005.
If you start the planning and the idea of starting a sequel to this film, by the time it comes out.
That's a good point.
He's going to be
that's
able
an
to
even
for
better
sure
point,
be old
Mel.
Enough.
Yeah, it's going to be at least 2 years of production on this film.
I like that. What about the? I got another idea.
It's a Lifetime original movie. It's at least 6 months in production.
Yeah, that's not going to take too long. Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell did a Lifetime original movie.
They did.
And everybody thought it was going to be a comedy, and they took it hella serious, and I respect that. What about...
Maybe that in and of itself was the joke.
Oh, that's what they did say. They said they screened it. I think I listened to a Will Ferrell interview where he said they screened it, and you could tell people were thrown off for the first 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because they were just waiting for the jokes, and then they kind of caught on that it was serious. What about his brother, though? His brother does play a key part in the film. He's the one who kind of... exposes the brother's addiction, if you will. Does the brother maybe it's not the son, other sequel idea. Maybe it's the brother. The brother is older now. He'd be an older brother. Yes.
Is a really old guy.
He would be like
getting addicted to energy drink.
Well, not energy drinks. Vicious cycle. He's addicted to porn now.
Hang on, wait a second. Why do we even need to go to the kid? Why could the guy not have the addiction in his 30s or whatever?
Oh, comes back up.
That could be.
Does he break the addiction in the movie?
I'm not going to ruin the end of this film for
you
guys.
You can ruin the ending.
I cannot
ruin the ending of this film.
Well, here's the issue with the ending of this film.
There's not even anywhere you can stream this movie.
No, you can Google it, and you can watch it on your phone right now.
Hang on.
I think it literally is on an educational website, and that is not a joke by me.
Cyber Seduction, His Secret Life.
Full movie.
An hour and 27 minutes long. Jeremy Sumpter is the actor who plays Justin Peterson. The movie... I think you can buy it on Amazon, obviously, but...
so you got to pay for it, just like porn.
I'm going to say, where to stream? Cyber Seduction, where...
Just like porn.
What can I watch Cyber Seduction on? Okay. I feel like these Google searches were just Kyle's previous...
By Kyle. Or his brother.
Searches.
Yeah, yeah. My brother snuck in here.
I love the visual of your brother looking up flights at your wedding to fly that guy out to your wedding.
What if? How much?
Hey, Sean. By the way... Sean, you got to give his... best man speech. Get up here.
No.
He's like, hang on one second. Southwest.com.
I just want to let you guys know that the guy who directed it once directed a Friday the 13th.
Really?
That's not impressive. There's like a million Friday
That's
the
impressive.
13th.
It was VI. Is that six?
That's six, yeah.
Yeah, he directed the sixth one, Jason Lives.
You don't know Roman numerals?
No, not really. I'm sorry.
Wait, really? You don't know Roman numerals either,
I know them
you?
A little
I know,
because
I know
of the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I don't know what 10 is.
X.
Oh, X. Okay, 10. So now 10.
What's
well, then 11 would be X1.
XI, yeah.
XI. Yeah. And then 2,
what's
3,
14?
4. Huh?
What's 14?
It would be the
XIV. No, XIV.
XIV.
Oh, see, I don't know. I don't know it.
Yeah.
I forgot. I learned it. I just don't remember.
You guys know what 1,000 is in Roman numerals?
I have no idea.
Mm-mm. M.
Wow.
Yeah. So Melissa.
With a million?
Melissa's initials would be 2,000 in Roman numerals.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I might use that.
What? I use.
Mel's going to change your Instagram handle to 2,000.
2,000 Mel.
That's like that would have been perfect for the year 2000.
I
didn't even know. I know.
Build a time machine, go back to that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then you could stop this movie from being made.
Hey,
sorry.
I think there's a butterfly effect that if that movie doesn't get made, I don't end up where I am today.
That's another good movie, by the way.
I think there's a butterfly effect there.
If that movie doesn't get made. Yeah, you're in a much darker place.
I might be addicted to porn.
Okay.
But
you already
I learned.
Are.
No, I'm
yeah,
addicted
he's
to
addicted
a movie.
To, he's addicted
I'm
to
addicted
this movie.
To a movie about a kid who's addicted to porn. There's a big difference.
What if Kyle's only addicted to the porn that's in this movie?
Yeah, which is nothing. There's like one webcam girl. I'm like, I'm obsessed with her. Her name is Monica. I know that
he's
for a fact.
Energy drinks
oh
while he
God.
Watches. He just rewinds the
Haley,
scenes with the porn.
Whenever we move somewhere, Haley's like, "Well, what do you want in our bedroom?" I was like, "Well, we need to have a computer, a bunk bed, and a fridge full of my energy drinks. I've had this dream since 2005."
Oh wait, this is a different Cyber Seduction. This one came
pervert.
Out 20,
another one
2012.
There's already a second one?
Wait, what?
Hang on. Yeah, this is the one that we need. Cyber Seduction, His Secret Life came out in 2005. There's one in 2012. Look up that one.
When I searched,
I was like, see, they're already making remakes. That's how great this movie is.
When I searched Cyber Seduction 2012, the only thing that popped up was Virtual Lies.
Okay, so that's what that maybe
is
they
that
renamed
the name of the
it. I bet they renamed it because I look, I go to justwatch.com and it says Cyber Seduction Streaming, where to watch it online. And I go to it and the movie poster is Virtual Lies, but at the top of the page, what? It says Cyber Seduction. Look, wait a minute.
Did they just rename the movie?
Are we uncovering the biggest scandal to hit Hollywood ever?
What? Hollywood needs to get its act together.
Hollywood, are you telling us Virtual Lies by renaming the movie Cyber Seduction that came out in 2012? People are asking.
Nobody says cyber anymore, so they're probably trying to make it sound more relevant.
Virtual. Virtual is the new cyber.
Right here.
Right?
We're going to read the
nobody
synopsis.
Nobody says that.
A woman discovers her husband is having an affair on... Oh. Having an online affair and that his internet lover is dangerously obsessed with him.
I'm already
that
bored.
That would suck. Okay.
Already bored of that movie,
no,
by the way.
No. Put yourself in that woman's shoes, Mel. You're happily married, okay?
Yeah.
You find out your husband is cheating on you with someone online. But in finding it out, you find out that this woman is oddly obsessed with him to the point where she might kill him.
Okay.
Do you let her?
Isn't this that movie with Glenn Close?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Actually, would you rather live in that universe,
don't bring up Cyber Seduction.
Would you rather be the mom in Cyber Seduction, okay, figuring out your all-state swimmer son is having a porn addiction that is getting him kicked out of school, losing relationships, and taking over his life?
No. I'd rather have the guy cheating. I can't have anything happen to my son.
Would you let... That's it. Would you let that online stalker, the creepy person, kill your cheating husband?
Or let Porter get addicted to porn?
I could tell you Meredith's answer. She would let the person kill me.
Yeah.
Depending
you
on
you can't
the
let day. Anything happen to your kids.
No, what kids are not in this.
I'm bringing Cyber Seduction back
don't listen to him. I'm going to shut his mic that... was off at the beginning.
You can try to silence me just like the lamestream media has with Cyber Seduction, but I will not take it lightly.
Mel, what would you do in that instance?
Okay, give me the two scenarios.
No, it's just one scenario.
I thought there was a five-minute leave him out of this.
Leave him out of this. He's only bringing up Cyber Seduction.
Thank you for bringing up Cyber Seduction,
Austin.
I'm
bringing up Virtual Lies.
The backup Cyber Seduction.
Your husband, you find out, is cheating on you with someone online. But in finding this out, you also find out that the person he's cheating on is oddly obsessed with them to the point where you think that they may kill him. What do you do? You call him out for cheating, obviously, right? Like, I think you kind of have to.
This is going to make me sound evil.
You're going to let it play out. Let a dead dog lie, if you will.
No. I would not let him die. I would try to do something about it. And then I would make sure that he suffered.
Like, in what way? Why'd you say it like that? Oh my gosh.
Like financially.
Oh yeah,
as I
sure.
divorce him.
No, she goes, I would make sure he suffered. And you should have seen like the evil that came in her eyes. I don't think I've ever seen that look come across her face ever in 3 years of working together.
Yeah, then I'd take him to court. I'd be like, hey, this guy cheated on me. And he needs to pay the price.
You need a better opening argument.
Yeah. Your lawyer's not going to love that.
I would leave that one up to your lawyers.
Maybe go to law school first.
This guy cheated on me, and now we're not going to let him get away with it.
I know, I'm tough.
Wow, did you steal that from the JFK scene? Yeah.
The jury's like,
What would you do if the tables were turned?
You want the truth? You want the truth? I don't think you can handle the truth.
If the situation was turned and it was your wife, what would you do? Can I have a piece of that?
You're addicted to this.
I am.
If it was my wife and I found out she was cheating on me, I'd be obviously very hurt. But I would tell her. I'd be like, hey, I found out you're cheating on me. Thanks for that. We're done. You and I are over. And also, I think your lover's trying to kill you. So there's that. But she wouldn't believe me.
Oh. So she'd just end up getting killed and die?
Yeah. Well, she'd probably be super defensive about the... She'd be like, well, you led me to cheat or something. I don't know. Something like that.
Sometimes, you know.
Sometimes.
It's not okay, but sometimes that's what happens.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
Why weren't you taking my side in the hypothetical that was the opposite way?
I don't know, because I'm a girl.
Yeah. See, I'm kidding. She always takes the girl's side. Do you notice that? It's sickening.
Disgusting. Luckily,
it's still Team Austin Day, so Kyle has to side with me.
I'm not saying it's okay. Either way. Sometimes things happen in a marriage, and people get lonely. And I'm not saying it's okay. No. And I'm saying sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes people aren't lonely, and they just do it because they want to get a little something. But, you know, it's like...
I don't like that.
That's not as okay. I mean, the other way it's not okay. But it's a little more like, okay, I sort of get it.
If we just let her keep going.
I know. She would just keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
What I said was facts.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in real life.
Mm-hmm. Cheating happens in real life?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Ask your wife.
I think it's made up. I think it's made up by big cheating.
Big cheating.
Big cheetah.
Yeah. To try and get us to spend money. Is that website Ashley Madison still around? Do you remember that whole scandal?
I do. Wasn't that the one Ben Affleck was on? No.
No, that's Raya.
That was Raya. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Who was on?
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
Do you remember that? That was probably the most played sound our first year on the radio together.
I know.
We could not stop. Anytime Ben Affleck was brought up.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
That to me is the funniest sound maybe ever. Because it's Naveen. Why did you unmatch me? It's me.
I know. It's so weird. He sounds so creepy.
There's that building downtown right by the Y in the river. It's a Naveen building. Every time we would walk by it when we used to live in the West Loop,
I would always
say to Meredith, I'd go, Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
I'm sure she loved that joke.
She did it first, and then I just kept doing it.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
Man, she busted him on that. That was so funny.
I think I know why he unmatched her. Rest in peace to Matthew Perry, because this was another sound.
Do you always play with your hair this much?
I guess so, y'all.
Yeah, I don't remember why that one was so creepy. I think maybe because she was just so much younger.
And he was, it's just a creepy, it's a stupid website. It's just like a guy looking for hot young girls.
Is that what Raya is?
I thought Raya was the dating app for celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where celebrities go to find really young hot girls.
Yeah, but don't they have to be famous too to get in?
Yeah, you do have to. You have to get approved into Raya. Trust me, I've tried.
Well, the girl that Ben was talking to, who was that? I don't know who that was.
That was Naveen.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
He just has a simple question. Why did you unmatch me?
Why did you? Did we ever find out? Can we get Naveen on the line?
Do you think she understands who he is?
Hey, Naveen.
I thought it was Naveen.
I think he said, no, Naveen is the building downtown Chicago. Naveen is who Ben Affleck's talking to.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me?
I still hear Naveen.
You're hearing Naveen?
Naveen, why did you unmatch me?
Wait, say it again.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me?
Naveen.
It's me.
He's saying Naveen.
Say it again.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me?
I still hear Naveen.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me?
Remember the day that Austin kept saying and you made fun of him? He goes, I'm not saying and there. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what was that?
You thought I said the Gen Z.
The Gen Z.
Oh, yeah, and you did.
I did not say the.
We should pull that.
I don't know where it's at.
Well, yeah, we
but
can't
I
find
remember
it.
We that.
Can't find it. Kyle came in and I played it like 5 times. Kyle heard it. I heard it. You're
the
like,
Gen Z.
The That's Gen Z.
I did not say the.
You did.
I've listened to it over and over and over. I did not say the before.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I know why you think it sounds like that.
Because you said the.
I did not say the. Oh my gosh. You called me out because you called me out in the bit. You were like, the Gen Z. And I was like, what are you talking about? I was so confused.
This sounded
and then
so
I
funny.
Listened back. I was like, we got to hear this back. And you're like, see, there it is. And yeah. I'm like, it's literally like... It's like the Zapruder film. You have to break it down frame by frame. And I feel like you're not, like, it's still not.
You can fight that all you want.
I'm going
but
to.
Kyle and I both
I'll
heard
go to
it
my grave.
And both know.
I'm hiring someone to speak, to give a eulogy at my funeral to say Austin did not say thee in the Gen Z.
Good luck finding somebody.
Yeah, well, you know what? Good luck. Good luck with your ex-husband.
Oh.
Yeah, got her ass. What?
Got her ass.
Yeah.
I don't have an ex-husband.
Yeah, you do. He's cheating on you with a woman who's probably going to kill him.
Bad news? Your son who's becoming an all-state swimmer,
no,
is about to take a dark turn. And I won't describe how.
No!
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.